Morning on WGN. You know our next guest from a variety of motion pictures and television performances. Here in Chicago, we know Brian Dennehy from amazing performances in Death of a Salesman and Eugene O'Neill's Long Day's Journey into Night, for which he won Tony Awards for both when they went to Broadway, also won a Laurence Olivier Award for Death of a Salesman. I think the last time that we saw Brian in Chicago on stage was for Eugene O'Neill's The Iceman Cometh back in June of 2012. To be sure, whenever Brian was in town, he would stop and visit with us at WGN, first with Roy Leonard. I had the great privilege when I succeeded Roy of talking with Brian, and every time that I would talk with Brian, he would ask, how is Roy Leonard? How's Roy Leonard doing? Please say hello for me. And I'm glad that Brian could join us this morning to remember his old pal, Roy Leonard. Brian Dennehy, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Morning. How are you?
Doing really well. So tell us, do you remember the first time that you talked to Roy and what your best memories are of your old buddy?
I barely remember what happened yesterday, to be honest with you. I'm sure it was at least 30 years ago. The first time I worked in Chicago, and people think I live in Chicago, but of course I live in Connecticut. But anyway, I'm from New York. But the first time I worked with him was at the Wisdom Bridge Theater years ago. We did a little tough little play about Northern Ireland called The Rat in the Skull, which he was very enthusiastic about, and we had a nice time. And then over the years, every time I worked, we got together. And the thing about Roy, he was a different era, quiet, friendly, a very, very nice guy. He had had one of those warm presences on the radio that radiated good feelings and the kind of an upbeat nature. All that's gone now, of course, with the possible exception of yourself. And, it's become as brash and as in-your-face as every other element of our society. But Roy was more of my era. I'm 76, and he was like sitting down with a good friend and talking. And so, like everything else of that era, I'll miss it personally, and it's a shame because so many elements of our business have changed so much, and not for the better.
I wonder what it means to you, Brian, as a performer, when you, I mean, you must do countless interviews, when you sit down with somebody like Roy, who really knows his stuff, really has a passion for theater, really has done his homework. I mean, it makes a difference to you, doesn't it, when somebody like that sits down to have a conversation?
And look, what's happened now, of course, along with everything else, is that people get hired pretty much for the way they look. And somebody hands them a bunch of notes, which they barely scan or read, they stick to the script. They don't know very much about Eugene O'Neill. They don't know very much about Arthur Miller or whoever writer you're working with. If it's Chekhov, and certainly Shakespeare, nor do they really care. And they may be pretty adept at having you on, but the fact of the matter is, you know, if you know what you're talking about and they don't, it makes for a pretty empty situation, a circumstance. But look, it's the way the world is, and, I accept it. I do the best I can. The typical way of doing an interview with someone who is not prepared is essentially to answer the questions that you ask yourself. And you say, yeah, well, according to that, and blah, 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 and you go off and say what you want to say. Usually it has something to do with selling the project that you're involved with. That was never the case with Roy. Roy was always asking questions that were not only interesting for the audience to have answered, but were also interesting for you to answer, to think about, and to answer, to respond to. Knowledgeable, smart, sensitive, and just quietly posed. They were never aggressive or with the objective of maybe shocking the audience a little bit. He wasn't that kind of a guy. Anyway, it was always a pleasure to meet him and to work with him. He was a nice man. He was unfailingly courteous and warm. And, you know, like a lot of those people, we'll miss him. He's the anti-Joan Rivers. And, I mean, I love Joan, but Roy was just a very nice man who did a wonderful job, knew his work, and made you feel special.
Well, I know that it meant a lot to him. I would see him at the theater, you know, after he retired. He was still very active in going to the theater, and whenever I had talked with you, I would pass along. You told me to, you know, say hello to Roy when you see him, and he always enjoyed that you remembered him and passed along your greetings to him. I know it meant a lot to him every time I said that to him, because he respected you a lot.
Well, it's nice to hear. I'm glad. I love that city and the people in it, and he beautifully represented them. I mean, Chicago has this reputation for being this big, hard-charging, aggressive a place, but the fact is Roy was a better representative of it than a lot of people realize, because he was warm and open and smart, and he always made you feel like you were doing something worthwhile and interesting. So a very special guy.
You and Bob Falls have any cooking anything up to bring anything to stage here in Chicago anytime soon?
Well, we're going to be in Chicago rehearsing our New York production of Iceman Cometh with Nathan Lane. And we'll be doing that in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Academy right after the first of the year. So we'll be in Chicago, and I'll get a chance to go back to Kingston Mines, my favorite blues place in the world, and probably have some kind of a steak, probably a small one at Gibson's, but... yeah, it's my favorite city, and we'll be back there for a few weeks at least, getting ready to go to New York. We don't have any plans. I'm getting to the point now where there are very few plays I can do, because most of the characters that are my age are actually dead, are referred to in the past tense on stage.
Yeah.
And they don't need me for that. So.
Well, I hope we get a chance to see you when you're here, and you know, maybe we can toast a glass of something appropriate to Roy together when you're here.
That's a damn good idea.
All right, Brian.
I wish Jay's place was still around, that wonderful bar that he had there on Halsted, but that's long gone, unfortunately.
Well, maybe we can find someplace else, as appropriate. We'll be in touch. Brian.
All right, thanks again.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. But the great Brian Dennehy, two-time Tony Award winner, Golden Globe winner, and one of the nicest and realest people that I've had the pleasure to meet through the years. I mean, what he thinks is what he says, and I think I respect that probably more than anything in somebody. Nice of him to join us.